INE has 25 schools in Afghanistan, is that right?
We have built 20 brand new schools, and we've repaired 25 others, and we serve about 25,000 kids.
And is your focus still on just maintaining those schools or the collaborations that produce those schools in Afghanistan, or are you planning on expanding into other parts of the developing world, or what's your vision for your organization? Where are you headed next?
Well, our focus within INE originally was just getting kids into schools. And then we realized, not surprisingly, that simply having a building wasn't sufficient. So we then had a plan where we added wells for clean water, walls to protect the kids, desks, libraries, athletic equipment, science equipment, textbooks, library books, art equipment, athletic equipment, and teacher training, computer centers. I could go kind of on and on. But basically, it was going in depth into each one of these schools, providing them with the tools and equipment that they needed in order to take it to the next level, and then empowering them and giving them the skills that they needed to go more deeply within the community. When we first started, most of the teachers only were educated through about second grade. So we realized fairly quickly that in order to bring the schools up to quality, the teachers needed training. So over the last number of years, we've been operating two teacher training schools. And then also think about in the United States how involved parents have been in making sure the schools are running efficiently and that there's quality education. Well, Afghanistan never had a history of PTAs. So part of getting PTAs involved is to sustain the school. So the vision really is at this point, taking a school and turning it into a community center that can impact the not just the 25,000 kids who attend, but now 175,000 family members. So if you walked into one of these schools today, you might find a literacy course for older women, a vocational course, agricultural training, the computer center that's open to everyone, the library that's open to everyone, healthcare courses, life skills training, and so just a variety of things. And my hope is that it goes a step deeper by even bringing in things like peace and reconciliation, which is so crucial to this part of the world. Throughout the 10 years that I've been working there, I have worked through American teams that live and work there full time. And I have been their partner. I'm the one who goes back and forth. I used to live there full time, but I found that I was better being a voice and telling the story of what was happening out in the field as well as doing fundraising. So there's a whole group that lives there full time. They have been our ambassador on the field. And they're the ones who are going out into these communities. They speak the local languages. They shop in the local bazaars. They have the relationships in these family, knowing families and the leaders. And they're really the ones who have made the difference. And they're very much my heroes.